Food Matters with Aisling Larkin on Daisha Today.
With property partners Phelan Hertridge. Results that move you. Click propertypartnerswaterford.ie.
083-333-975.
You're awful giddy today. Or maybe I'm awful giddy.
We're awful giddy. It's Christmas. It's your busiest week of the year.
It is.
Mad busy. We'll talk about what lovely desserts you've brought in for me today. And we're talking all about festive baking and desserts. And in 2 weeks' time, just in the run-up to Christmas, we'll talk about Christmas dinners. I want to give a special mention to what's called an e-book. What have you got publishing
this week? So today has launched my Christmas cookbook. So for some people, like, do you have, you know, and where are your recipes? And they're all on the website, as I say every week that I'm here. But for the last 5 or 6 years, I go big with the Christmas cooking. So I have, I've put it together every year, but I suppose this is the biggest year yet. So it's a new publication of the Christmas cookbook. There is over 65 Christmas recipes in it. Everything from your canapés and little nibbles when people come in to your starters that are really prepare ahead, simple ones, really, really nice. Then we go into the main course, all the top tips of how do you cook the ham, what quantity, what size ham do you need for how many people you have, what portion of gravy, 100 mils per person, should I cook? So it's such a practical guide to Christmas in terms of how do I keep the turkey warm, how long do I do it for? And then we go through all of the festive baking, all of the Christmas desserts. Then there's a whole section at the back which has cocktails and mocktails in there. And then as an extra bonus for anybody, so it's available online. If you go to my Instagram or my website, you can buy it and download it. There's a bonus of a full grocery list. So what I've done is I've gone to all the different supermarkets, tried and tested over the last couple of days and weeks, the best of the artisanal, gorgeous produce that can make an elevated Christmas dinner from something that's lovely to something that's a bit more, oh wow, oh geez, Sheila, where'd you get that? Oh Mary, that is only beautiful. You know that, those little touches that you can get. And rather than going out and trying and testing everything and wasting your money, I've done that for you and I've compiled the whole list as well. So, and what I've always done is every year, and I've done this book in, like I said, various different kind of versions over the years, I always, at the end of it, give 20% of the proceeds go to Temple Street. So every single year I've done that and I'll continue to always do that because I just think it's such a good cause. But it's a really practical guide, gorgeous inspiration recipe. So we're going to go through some of the beautiful baking that we can do at Christmas time and some of the desserts, I think.
Okay, you've brought in a lovely dessert. We'll talk about that now in a minute. So talk to me about, I suppose, the basic parameters of what people should be thinking about in terms of desserts and festive baking, because sometimes it can feel a bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
And then others then will put it to the side. They'll be focusing on the dinner too much and they think too much.
Yeah.
And so talk to me about what people should do and give me a few little tips to
start
with.
Yeah, I will for sure. So I suppose if we go to the baking. So last Sunday was Stir It Up Sunday. So that's traditionally the last Sunday of November is kind of your Sunday where you will do your Christmas baking. So you'll do your Christmas cakes, you'll do all of that stuff. So in the book, I have what I consider my modern Christmas cake. This is one that if you didn't have the Christmas cake made with the last number of weeks, and if you're not really into the really kind of deep, rich Christmas puddings, those really deep Christmas cakes, my modern Christmas cake is a much lighter Christmas cake. So it's based on like a Madeira cake, but there's ground almonds in it. I use beautiful dried fruits. And what I do with the dried fruits is I just warm a little bit of whiskey and orange zest and orange juice, toss the fruit in that, just let it sit just for even a couple of hours. Like if you did it in the morning and you made the cake in the evening. But it's such a simple method. So there's two methods when you make Christmas cake. There's a boiling method and there's a creaming method. So if anybody has ever made a little batch of fairy cake or buns, you will know how to do this. It's just a basic cream your butter and sugar together, pop your flour and your almonds in, toss your fruit in, toss it all around. I love to put a little tiny touch of treacle, about a teaspoon or a tablespoon of treacle, and a little bit of mixed spice. So I don't overdo the Christmassy spices in it. I don't make you go and buy six different spices if you've never had them before. It's just one. Just buy the mixed spice and that will be enough. And then on top, I'm not a big lover of the marzipan or the fondant. I'm the one who kind of picks it off and puts it to the side. So last year, I was like, I need to come up with something better. So what I've done is it's a mascarpone cream cheese icing that sits on top. So it's like kind of like your cream cheese frosting. Think that would be on like a carrot cake, but it's a bit richer with mascarpone, your cream cheese, icing sugar, and then I just sprinkle a little bit of that mixed spice into it again. And you just put that on top of the Christmas cake. And then you can decorate. It's loads of little bits and bobs you could decorate with. But it's that Christmas cake that if you did want to home make something, It's gorgeous. It's so light. It won't last now like a Christmas cake will for weeks on end. So you make it kind of closer to when you want it. But before you put the icing on, you'll get a good 2 weeks out of it if you store it in an airtight container. So you could easily make it like the week before Christmas. Or, you know, sometimes we kind of tend to have visitors and people call and not quite Christmas week, but maybe the week before. So I think that's a lovely, lovely one to do.
OK, very good. Next, please.
Next, I'm going to talk to you about my Tear and Share Christmas tree bread. This is fabulous. So wait till you see the picture of it. It's in the book. So it's like a Christmas tree, right? But if you like pizza or you like dough balls, think of it like that. So it's basically all of these little dough balls. So you buy a packet of pre-made like pizza base. So you roll out pizza base. You can buy those in all the supermarkets for about €2. And then you buy something called boursin. So boursin is this like French cream cheese with loads of herbs and garlic in it.
Yeah, so I know it. They do it in some restaurants as part of a 3 for a tenner deal.
Yes, 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 yes. And it's a lovely, lovely one. So you take, so you cut out all your little squares of your, so little pizza cutter, just cut the dough into little squares. And I give you all the measurements in the book. You take it, put in your hand one of the little squares, take a little piece of the boursin, sit it in the middle, wrap it up like a little ball. And then on your baking tray, you sit them. So one at the top, followed by 2, 3, 4, all the way down. Paint them with a little bit of garlic butter and then bake it in the oven for 25 minutes and present it like this little star. And everybody just tears off one of these little kind of boursin little garlic dough balls. So they're a little bit bougie, but they're so simple to make, looks really impressive, and it's lovely. And I love to garnish it with a little bit of pomegranate seeds and rosemary. And you can get pomegranate seeds in the supermarkets this month now, which is brilliant. I love that one.
Excellent. That sounds great. And again, all these are on your Instagram page.
Yeah.
Next, please.
OK, I think next we will go to, oh, my chocolate wreath. This is the cover. So if you go to my Instagram at the moment, it's up there on my Instagram. It's the picture. I love, love this. So it's basically my chocolate brownie recipe. You bake it in a flat tray, cut it into little squares, and then on a round chopping board. So you don't need any special tins or anything for this. I'm keeping everything so simple. So I'm not sending people off buying 100 million things. Cut out all the little squares of brownies and put them in a circular shape like you would like you're making a wreath. Leave a hollow in the centre. And then what I did was, and there's so much of this stuff in the shops at the moment, Marks and Spencer's do these little tins of like pick and mix kind of sweets where there's everything from like little pretzels to hard boiled sweets to little jelly beans, but they're all in all the festive Christmas colours. So rather than trekking around, I found those are a really good thing. So get your candy canes, some nougat, and then a couple of these, and basically you decorate it all the way around. A couple of little Christmas sprinkles on the top. So to show you a picture of it, this is what it looks like.
Oh, that looks amazing.
Isn't it beautiful?
Joyful chocolate wreath.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's that lovely one for people who love a little bit of a chocolate dessert at Christmas. And it's really, really nice. So I love that. The other one that I'm going to get you to have a taste of now, which I brought, so it's presented in this really lovely little gift box, is a panforte. So panforte, or panforte, is an Italian kind of take on a Christmas cake. There's a full video step by step up on my Instagram for how you make this, right? But if you want to open it and have a little taste. So it's basically, it's a cross between like a brownie, but a chocolate biscuit cake. But there's no biscuit in it, right? So what you do, so there's flour in it, there's ground almonds, there's melted chocolate, there's condensed milk. So it's like this, it's like nougat almost. It's very traditional in Sicily, in Italy. So it's the deep fudgy chocolatiness, right? And then inside it, there is walnuts, pistachios, pecans. And then I put some dried fruits like cranberry sultanas and raisins, a little pinch of mixed spice because that's the real kind of Christmassy spice. Put that in and then you bake it in the oven for about 35 minutes, cut it into little squares. And what I've done then is I've wrapped up 4 little squares in beautiful little gift wrapping paper in a little gift box. And they're the most gorgeous edible gifts to make. And if you store them in an airtight container, you'll get them for up to a month. So if you make them now, you can still serve them out at Christmas Day. And they're just, they're really unusual. I think like we've probably, I haven't often tasted something that tastes like it. But like I said, it's a cross between almost like a nougat, a brownie and a chocolate biscuit cake. But it's gorgeous. And I think it's a really lovely one. If you wanted something different to bring in maybe to the staff room or, you know, Christmas or an edible gift. I love that one.
Again,
I think
Ray
it's really
will
nice.
Put pictures up later on the website and on our Instagram pages and social pages on this. I'm sorry for opening it. I hope you didn't mind.
No, that was for you. It's for you. It's for you.
Well, for all of us.
Yes, for all of you. For all of you. For all of you.
My body's a temple. You know what I mean.
Of course, of course.
And it's the presentation is beautiful. It's a green. Oh, it's lovely. And then you've got the little ribbon on it. So I'm going to have a little taste of
this. And you can pick those boxes up in, do you know what I mean? Like, the
so it's like a little brownie, but it's like a Christmas. It looks gorgeous, the way you've done them. So you've done all of these individually.
Yeah. So you make a tray.
Yeah.
And then you cut them into like 16 squares, 20 squares you get out of a normal tray. And then at the top you dust them with a little bit, I just put a little bit of icing sugar on top, and you can mix in a little bit of edible gold, which you can pick up now for like €2 or €3. I think in the last couple of years, like so often these things were so difficult to get. But they're so readily available, you know, in the supermarkets now, which is really, really nice. It's a lovely one. Gorgeous, with a really strong cup of coffee.
That is delicious. So it's a combination of a brownie with Christmas cake, as you
really
say.
Really hard to kind of say, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Yeah. And a little bit of sugar dusting, the icing on the top. That's really nice.
Yeah, but again, so
a little bit of chocolate heaven.
That's it. You hear people kind of say, I don't like Christmas cake. I wouldn't eat Christmas cake for you.
But you'd eat that little...
That's it. You're getting a little bite.
Very,
a little bite.
Very,
I really like that one.
Very impressed with that. What else have you got for me here in front of me?
I have a beautiful white chocolate cheesecake with a cranberry jelly on top. Now, I'm going to talk you through this. I brought you spoons so you can have a taste, but I think it's lovely. And like visually, I will put up a picture of this as well, because visually it's so beautiful. So there's a little, again, when we come to Christmas, we're starting to use those warmer spices. Things like the ginger, things like the cinnamon, the mixed spice. I also have actually cinnamon buns in the cookbook. So they're Christmas morning cinnamon buns. You make them the night before, leave them proof, and then you bake them on Christmas morning, and they're... It's a winner of a recipe if you've ever attempted it. So this is our white chocolate and cranberry cheesecake. So we've got ginger nut biscuits on the bottom. And then we have this beautiful white chocolate, cream cheese, vanilla bean, which is the filling. And then sitting on top, I bought cranberries because they're in the supermarket at the moment. And you put 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of water, 300 grams of cranberries. And you just put them in for like 3-4 minutes until they'll start to like pop in the saucepan and burst and just explode a little bit. Take them out. Let them cool down, and then you can stir in a little bit of jam if you want, and you drizzle that over the top, and then you have the lovely little cranberry sitting on top. And then I just put a couple of sprigs of rosemary around to almost do that kind of Christmas wreath look. These are make ahead. All of the recipes in the book are like, they're all designed to get you set up to be prepared ahead so that all of your stress is done on Christmas Day. And this one, you can make this easily on the 22nd or the 23rd. Have it in the fridge and then you're just presenting it.
I hate ruining it.
I know, but you have to taste it and tell me what you think.
Oh, I know. I prefer just to look at it. It's just so nice.
It's a lovely one. It is a lovely one.
Yeah. So we've got that lovely red pink sort of hue on the top. Again, the rosemary gives it a nice green, and then you've got,
it's lovely.
Are you sure now?
It is. And that's it done as an individual, right? Yeah. If you have anybody in your house who I'd say is a little bit of a baker from the age of maybe 9 or 10 up, they can make this cheesecake. It is so easy to, I can't tell you how many people have made this, because it is so easy to make. So if you have that age group in the house who like to do a little bit of baking, this is the recipe for them to contribute to the Christmas dinner and all the celebrations, because it's lovely to get everybody involved.
That is really, really nice.
Isn't it delicious?
And the base is not too thick, because sometimes with cheesecakes...
Too thick, too hard.
Too hard.
My mother gives out to me every time I make a cheesecake, because she says, my biscuit base is either too hard, sorry now, Mammy, if you are listening, or too soft. And I just don't ever seem to get it right for her. So sometimes if she sees me making a cheesecake, well, I just do the base for you. And I'm like...
Have you ever got it right?
No, never. Never, never. And don't ever let me attempt to make her Bailey's cheesecake for Christmas. I can make 10 cheesecakes.
And what does she do different with her base?
Oh, I don't know. It's her secret. She won't tell me. I did get the Bailey's cheesecake.
Do you not watch her? Do you not sneak up and watch her?
No, I do, but like, she doesn't measure, you see. It's all by eye. She knows by eye exactly how much butter to the exact amount of biscuits that go in.
It's an old school way of doing it, isn't it?
Oh, she knows. And you get to write it down, and you're almost there.
Down from generation. I'd say that comes from medieval times. I'd say there was a spirit that imbued her, came down to her like a religious experience one day, and gave her this gift of being able to make stuff without measuring things.
That's it, yeah, that's it. Bit like the porter cake. My nanny's porter cake actually is in the book as well, and it's gorgeous. It's, again, it's a quick and easy one. So if you didn't want to do the full Christmas cake, porter cakes are a great escape from that. There's loads of lovely options. Nothing too difficult. There's also a Yule log in it, but my Yule log is a little bit different. I make a chocolate mousse ganache filling. So you basically make a chocolate mousse, chocolate ganache, 300 mils of chocolate, 300 mils of cream, but then you let it set just about. You get your electric mixer and you whip it up and beat it up until it forms a mousse, and that's what you fill your Yule log with. You will never make a Yule log again unless you make it that way.
Jennifer, will you make a Yule log before we break for Christmas? She's laughing, please. Jennifer, go on, do. Thanks, Jen. I'll make you one, Jennifer. There you go. She's laughing now. Anything I say to Jennifer here, you see the lads in Portlaoise, when she goes into the shop, they'll be saying to her later, oh, you're making a Yule log for today. Some crack.
We'll start taking orders, Jennifer.
That is brilliant. That is delicious. That's really nice. Again, a very much a different type of taste between the two things, but really good. So again, all of those on the website.
Oh, most of them are on the website, and then a lot of them are in the ebook
in the
as well.
Newbie ebook.
Yeah, exactly.
Very
and
good.
I'll put a link up to that as well on my Instagram and on my Facebook.
I'll see you before Christmas.
We will indeed.
Yeah, in 2 weeks' time. There's no need to do a big turkey dinner for me now and bring it down
are
on
you
the morning
sure?
stuff. No, no, you're okay, seriously.
Oh, geez, I had one ordered and everything.
Turkey, ham, stuffing.
We'll red talk cabbage, about roasties. And now stuffing. The big question with the stuffing will be...
wet or dry?
Yeah, exactly.
Do I mean, use what?
Sausage meat or not?
Oh, no.
No sausage meat.
No sausage meat.
Oh, so oh, controversial. God. I can't wait for that one.
I wouldn't say your mother uses sausage meat.
She does.
Ah, she doesn't.
Oh, she does. She does. She does. See, everybody has their own traditions with Christmas. This is why I love it, because you get to hear stories about people and you get to share stories and you get to learn things. And no matter how brilliant somebody else's Christmas is, it will never be as good yeah. as your own Christmas.
Would your mother come into studio, I wonder, with us?
She might.
Ask her.
I will.
Okay, next time.
I will. I will. You never know. You might get her.
Aisling Larkin, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day. Thanks very much for coming down to us.
My
really appreciate
pleasure.
It. God bless. Thank you.
Food Matters with Aisling Larkin on Daisha Today.
With Property Partners Barry Hertridge. Results that move you. Click propertypartnerstremor.ie.